Mr. Bland, Reel 15. You moved over to Greece to join the 1st Battalion. Where was the battalion?
The battalion was in Kyrstal, Exanthi, in northern Greece. But it took us like maybe about 6 weeks from when we left the 16th, Germans in Austria, like, to reach there, because we were like, we had to come right through Italy again, right down to Taranto, you know, the south of Italy, and we were getting moved into these different camps, and we were there 2 or 3 days, we thought they were forgotten all about us, and we were surplus, we were just waiting to transport all the time, till we go down to Taranto, and we got on the boat to Taranto, and then we went there, then we went up to Salonika, that's where the boat took us off at Salonika, then we got onto this train. It took us about 240 miles from Salonika up into this place, Eglanthi, which was only like a mixed town of Greeks and Turks. It was different again to what we'd been seeing in Athens, and we landed there, must have been about 2 o'clock in the morning, and at the little station. And then there was no transport, we could see the camp was flickering away in there, like a cowboy, no transport, but we said, we're all right here, 1st Battalion, start, no transport, Then we moved, and we eventually got to there. I had a couple of hours sleep, and the next thing, you'll have to get them things off your cup. We had like a square green beers on the bottom, of our cup by the back of the...
Back of the badge.
That would be round for the 1st Battalion, and we were doing that on the Sunday morning. We just had landed there, a few hours before, no breakfast. There's about, I think there must have been, I would say about 150 blokes and landed, and they didn't even know we were coming. And they were short of room, the bridge was down or something. That was their theme song, the bridge is down, they couldn't get there. And the 150 blokes landing on the battalion, was a great carry on, a load of mourners, this battalion, I can remember when we put us all together in the dining hall, trying to explain what had happened, But we said, we 150 men doesn't just land on the battalion and we not knowing, we knew we were coming, but we couldn't get there, you were right up in the wires there, in a basin, just like a cowboy, But we used to get down to a place called Cavalla. Well, that's all of the place there now, which is 50 odd miles further down. But they used to take us there on a Friday, and we used to come back on the Sunday. But that was mostly for the officers, because the red officers messing with Cavalla, blokes kicked us about it, we're down this Cavalla, 50 odd mile away, But cabbies, about 6 or 7 cabbies, went down at the time, when you don't know 50 odd mile in the cabby, you were knacked when you got there.
How did the tracks of the carrier stand up to journeys of that length?
Well, they were breaking tracks all the time, because it was the proper road. It was only, most of it was all these dirt roads, these potholes and...
And this Cavalla was on the sea, was it?
Cavalla was about 50 odd miles away, and it was further down the coast, which is all of the resort now,
But you were saying there was nothing there for the men, really?
There was a cinema, But we were sleeping on the beach. Most We were sleeping on the beach, then, you know that.
In tents? We were in tents, or?
I don't think so. I think we were just like makeshift from the curry, like a car parlor or anything. This was just a curry platoon, I don't know what.
So you would come into 1st Battalion and go straight into the carrier platoon?
Oh, well, I would check the...
What were you doing in the area?
Well, I was on patrol. We were doing a lot of patrols up there, because we used to have these people coming across the border. I think they were there. They weren't Turks.
Were the Bulgarians?
The Bulgarians or Albanians. I think Albania now was bordered to the Bulgaria. Like.
And they had people coming over the frontier?
They were coming across in cars and they were pinching their sheep and their cattle and they were on that patrol. Like, and then. But there was a... Turkey was further on, like, you know. But there was another battalion the battalion that left us further afield than us. And there was a KLM football, like, you know, wasn't much to do, like, until I got leave from there, like, a local leave, like, me and this lad from just a pension, he come round and he says, you can have a local leave in Saloniga, which was, as I say, 240 odd or 250 miles further down, like that. So I said, oh, that's there, look like. So we went down on leave there, like, I've never been on a journey, but we were getting on a nanny boat, and sort of a journey was, and there were them cane seats, you know, stopped at every station. It took us about 14 hours to get from where we were down there, down to Salonika, like, you know. Anyway, we had our leave 7 years late, which was on the coast in Bivvies, like. That's how it was, the Bivvies, like, and yeah, as much big as you wanted, like, you know, you could buy crates of beer, like, you know, and then we got in the Salonika a couple of times, two or three times, like, you know. And then when we went back, terrible journey, same journey back, landed back there, and we went back a week. And he asked us if we wanted to go down again on another local area.
So basically, you were just filling in your time, weren't you?
Just filling the time in my life.
The battalion didn't have any problems up in that area, did it? Was there anything?
There wasn't any fighting, no, there wasn't, no. I liked the great people up there.
They were good, were they?
Turkish people, like. It was like a mixed town. I don't know whether it was a town or whatever, but I think it was a town, like, but small, like, you know, like, wooden shack efforts, like, you know, there was people were great, like, they were very friendly, like, the Greeks of that area, like, you know, there wasn't any fighting, there wasn't any squabbles at all, apart from them little minor things when we first got there and coming across the border, the Bulgarians or the Albanians or whatever they were, like, you know.
There's no trouble between the Greeks and the Turks?
No, we didn't say any trouble, no. Well, they say they've been very friendly, like. Yeah.
And how long were you there?
I think by the time when we left Oxford and we got there, I think about February, and I left in the September to come back home. Yeah, that's all right. February, about 6 or 7 months, like, no more or less, just like putting the time in, like. I said, next time we get leave, I said, next time, I'll go down to Salonika. They packed the boat in. Didn't come again, I wouldn't venture on that journey
So you came home then in September, you said?
September, I got demobbed in October 1965. About September, we set away with the morning before we got on the boat. We come down to Salonika and we were in the transit camp there. 2 or 3 days, like waiting for, and then we got on the boat, one of them little boats, and they come and they took us from Salonika to the south of France for Toulon, a naval base, like, you know. From Toulon, we could have crossed by land. We come by land from Toulon across the Calais like that.
When you got to England, where were you sent?
Straight away. We landed in England on, must have been the Saturday night. Remember that, landed in England on the Saturday night. We went straight from Dover, I think it was Dover, up to Aldershot. We had 2 or 3 hours sleep, it was early morning, we had 2 or 3 up at 9 o'clock. I think I was demobbed at 10 or 11 o'clock, like.
What was the demob process that you went through?
We went into the camp, like, in the front, your release book, where you overcoat that behind the den. I can remember saying one thing, you overcoat that behind the den. And then, when you were demobbed, like, you know, you would get on these trucks and they took you a few miles away to a place called Napier, I think, this is where, like, a demob centre where you got your suit, like a clothing factory. You went into this, like, a clothing factory. And you picked your suit, you know, and also just pick it out just to get a whoop, you know, and get away like that. The scout had on, I got my dig off suit, a pair of shoes, and a muck. True react. It was funny, like, you know, with, and then when you come out of the station, on the way up to London, like, on the UCB Alleys, they used to be flinging the silvery hats out of the window. it was funny, like, you know.
Were there any...
Napier and Walken, that was the place where I was, got me suit, like, you know. I did love the dance, Napier and Walken was the place you picked yourself up. You had to pick yourself up, or somebody picked yourself up, you were away, your time was your own, like, you know.
Were there spivs or wide boys trying to persuade you to sell your clothes?
When you go up to London, when you go up to the, I don't know where they landed, but whether it was Victoria, whether it was Waterloo, like, I'm not there, might have been Waterloo, and they had done that. They were there, and then spivs, like, you know, they called them there, and I've got there, trying to buy your suit, like, you know, I was there, 30 bucks for your suit. The shows, like, you know.
Had you a medical before you left the army?
I don't think so. I don't think we had a medical because I can remember, like, it was all one mad roof, like, but, I kind of think we're getting the medical coming out now, like. Just,
You'd get gratuity payments. How much of that? How much was that?
Gratuity payment was, I think it was only £70 or £72 then. And then you got your days, like, 56 days leave. That was your 56 day leave. And then I got a day for every month I was abroad. Now, looking at the paper, there was the 7th of January, 1946. What did we make? 1947, was it? I was being mobbed off to 1946.
Yeah, it'd be 1947.
1947, and that's when we leave went up there, but I was being mobbed October the 6th, 1946. And there will be 56 years plus the date of the, which brought us into January, you know. But I started work after about 3 weeks.
How did you settle down to civilian life immediately?
Well, I didn't want to. I didn't really want to come down at the time. It was only we've been up in Greece in that area, like that's where we were kicking our heels, sort of style. I didn't want to come out. I knew, you know, I didn't want to. I knew my job was there to go back to it, but I didn't. That was. And in fact, I signed on for 2 years, and he come round with the papers for us to sign. And I says, oh, I said, no, I said, I'm going out. I've changed my mind. He says, hey, he says, it's took us about a week to fill these, to get these papers. And he says, yeah. Well, I said, if we hadn't been up in that Greece, like, we, you know, where we were, I would have stopped on, because I didn't want to come out. I didn't want to. I didn't like the job I was on. And I knew I was going back to the same thing. I was wanting things to settle down, like, before I really come out, like, you know.
And did it take you a while to settle down?
I couldn't.
What was
I went back. I only had it, I don't know whether I had a fortnight or a 3 weeks. Then I had me work, like, you know, I said, oh, I've got to start. So I started work. I started work for that same other job company. I can remember it was about 4 we started that morning, and there were our servicemen. And they would look over the evening and what went down here. And, we started back and then the flags were up then. You know, they wouldn't look for us. The buttons was up like that. The buttons was up for their family, you know, what these lads would have been away with or had gone away on this. 8 months. I didn't make it at all, anymore.
Settling down to home life, of course, was that difficult after the army?
That's what.
You hadn't been in a bed for a long time, a decent bed.
No. Well, it wasn't so much the bed, it was the work, like, you know. Settling into that work routine.
Did you have problems?
I was on to get out of that place. Was all like a family affair, like, you know.
Was restlessness your major problem?
I think so. I wasn't really settled down.
Did you stay there then with this company?
No, I just I stopped there for. Maybe for about a couple of months. And then I was looking around. I was looking around. I was going to ever go to the pit. Mines, you know. Yeah. Well, I did eventually, right? But then, So anyway, I got a letter from the Santa mine, what lived down London, like, that's him. I wanted to go down there for the weekend, like, and I went down there for the weekend to persuade us to stop, like, and get a job down there. Like, she worked on the railway in the office, like, in my good office. And I was going to get a good job on the railway. And he said, I'll get some job on there. He said, stopped me, like, in London, like, you know, and they put their lives in London, like, that. Anyway, like, my big cousin, she was about 12-year-old, like, then, she persuaded us to stop there, and I got a job down there, like, put back up, find a new notice in, went straight down there, started, I worked on the railway, like, not long, about 14 months of the railway, like.
Did you get involved in the old comrades associations or?
No.
Of the regiment?
No, I didn't. I joined the I can remember joining the DLA Association down there when I was in London, mate. Because the stamp was that address like it. Then I used to get their magazines, right? And that's when I learned, like, that when we moved from Greece, that if I was home on, that the dog come down into Salonika, and they went to Germany, like, you know, their first battalion, Dortmund. So, anyway, like, that was too late there, you know.
What was the best things or the best time for you in the army?
Oh, I adopted the army like this, I got it. Apart from that, Bransford, you know, I didn't, oh, it's good times, some bad times, and some good times, you know, like, you know, same places, like, what, Austria and Middle East, you know, they've just Palestine and so many like it. I take them, like, oh, well, I would never I mean, I volunteered, like, when I was 18, like, I couldn't very well say, like, to go for a say, like, hey, why, what, you want none of it, you're volunteering, like, you know, that's, but I knew I would eventually get called up, like, you know, that's why I,
What do you consider was your worst time, the worst spot you were in?
Oh, it was definitely Italy, the first part, from Salerno up to the Grigliano, just north of it, and then that, the second one from and Germano and that way, like, you know, that's some good times.